I'm Lori London reporting. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un made good on his promise to demolish his country's nuclear test site, which was formally closed in a series of huge explosions Thursday as a small group of foreign journalists watched. The explosions at the test site were supposed to build confidence ahead of a planned summit next month between Kim and President Donald Trump, but Trump canceled the meeting on Thursday.
Based on the recent statement of North Korea, I have decided to terminate the planned summit in Singapore on June 12th. While many things can happen and a great opportunity lies ahead, potentially, I believe that this is a tremendous setback for North Korea and indeed a setback for the world.
The summit plan had hit a number of speed bumps recently as both sides began taking tougher positions. The United Nations atomic watchdog said Thursday that Iran is complying with restrictions on its nuclear program in accord with the 2015 international agreement. It was the first assessment since U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew the U.S. from the pact. The U.N. assessment came as the U.S. imposed new sanctions on Iran in an effort to force the Islamic Republic back to the bargaining table to negotiate new terms of the nuclear agreement, curb its ballistic missile tests, and end its military advances in the Middle East. The International Atomic Energy Agency said Tehran is staying within the limits on the level to which it can enrich uranium, the size of its stock of enriched uranium and other structures. You're listening to VOA News. Yulia Skripal, who was poisoned with her ex-spy father,